Helping Hand, weekly feature on HPR1 stations statewide and online at hawaiipublicradio.org. On Friday's Helping Hand puts a spotlight on organizations, events, and topics that offer assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, some of the most vulnerable residents on Hawaii Island, the animals, on the front lines of trying to help the Hawaii Island Humane Society. As their website notes, the mission of the Hawaii Island Humane Society is to prevent cruelty to animals. Three shelters island-wide. They've got services like shelter for homeless, stray, injured, lost, and abandoned animals. They do animal adoptions, humane education programs for kids, and administration and promotion of the spay-neuter community assistance program. The Hawaii Island Humane Society is the only open admittance shelter on the Big Island with no time limits. Nearly 13,000 animals have to go through their doors every year. Many are infirm, ill-treated, injured, too young, or elderly. Some have never known the security of a home. Others have lost the only home they've known. They accept any animal, regardless of age, species, condition, circumstance, or behavioral issues, at all three shelters on the Big Island. Their administrative liaison at the Hawaii Island Humane Society, Patrick Thompson, who is returning to Helping Hand right now. Hey, Patrick, great to have you on again. Thank you.
It's great to be on again, Dave. Thank you so much.
You guys are in Keauau, Waimea, and the Kona area. And talk about how many animals you normally are looking after.
The Kona and Keauau locations are our largest. We have runs for a couple of hundred animals at each, kennels for dogs, and various cat condos. Our Waimea location is our smallest location, has our least capacity, but we're actually in the process of overhauling, preparing to move our Kona location up to a new location in Hualoa. We've had the dog parks open for a year or so, but we're trying to wind down our construction up here, and we're looking to roughly double our capacity of the Kona shelter.
That sounds like something that you guys are looking for support on from the community.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You know, we had some very generous donors that supported us, and the rest of our buildings are being rehabbed and constructed, and that construction has been supported by some donors that we greatly appreciate. But moving forward, we're definitely going to need assistance with operations and increasing our footprint in the community that way. And so we're always looking for either financial or material assistance. Whatever people can give is certainly appreciated.
In addition to donations, as you were describing, where else do you guys get funding?
We receive about 2/3 of our funding from the county animal control contract. And so that contract covers a lot of our initial operational costs when we bring animals into the shelter. They also help cover our costs for our spay-neuter program. And then doing regular animal control stuff, responding to animal complaints and doing well checks on animals that community members may be concerned about.
Last year, we had the big volcanic eruption. We had you guys on afterward. Have you guys gotten back into a normal routine since then, or have there been any residual impacts?
We have gotten kind of back to normal from the lava flow itself. We're still seeing a large intake of animals all over the island, either from once or twice a year, we get a huge influx of kittens from the stray and feral cats that reproduce on the island. And then just our regular influx of animals via surrenders or finding strays or anything like that.
One of the ways that you have involved the local community, and this method here actually is something that people across the state can support you on, is you guys do an Amazon wish list of supplies. Mm-hmm. And that basically means that they can pick out an item that you need, and then that item can be mailed to you guys. What are tangible things you could use right now on a larger scale to help with your mission that people out there may be able to go to your Amazon wish list and click off?
Yeah, that Amazon wish list is something that's super convenient and helpful. Things we're looking for is we like to try and do giveaways with our adoptions and stuff. So you'll see on there a lot of like cat toys, dog toys and stuff, things to improve and increase the bond of humans and their new family members. And then also one thing that we always appreciate donations of that I believe is on the wish list is food, cat food and dog food. As you can imagine, we spend a lot of funds on making sure that our animals are well fed and well taken care of. And when somebody donates a 20, 30-pound bag of food, first, that's just a tangible item that they can give to us and know that they're helping with the physical sustenance of animals within our shelter. And that also means that those are funds that we can use to spend on other things like medications and other supplies that we may not have been able to purchase before, thanks to those materials that come in. they're spending a lot of time in their kennels, and so giving our dogs chew bones, giving the cats scratchers, you know, this is just things to enrich their lives in our shelter while they're here before they're adopted is something that's really important and helpful for our organization.
And it sounds like what you pointed out is that when people buy something that may seem as simple as food from your Amazon wish list, and you'll correct me if I'm interpreting this wrong, but it sounds like what you're saying is when people do that, that means that money that you have that normally you guys would have to spend on food, when people buy it from your Amazon list, then cash that you have can be spent on things like medication and other specifics that each case may require.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It really gives us an opportunity to redirect funds to things that maybe we didn't have an opportunity to do because of the constraints of any nonprofit or animal shelter. You know, we're trying to stretch every dollar as far as we can. So that physical help, those physical items that we get that are consumable, but obviously we have to go through every day, is a huge help to our organization.
And also, we've previously talked about the way volunteers play an enormous role in helping you guys out, and that could be on a number of levels. It could be somebody who maybe has a skill set that relates to animals, or just someone who has a big heart and wants to support you guys, and sometimes you need handyman, sometimes it's carrying things around, maybe it could be administration work on an office level, mm-hmm. maybe it could be a larger thing looking for grants or money, somebody who has a experience in that, or working with the board of the organization, or trying to raise your profile in the community, somebody who has public relations experience, could be any number of things. Talk about your volunteer needs.
Absolutely. So we are currently developing and expanding our volunteer program. And you're absolutely right. Any special skill sets, we love to have volunteers come in. You want to help with doing some administrative front desk type stuff, we'd be happy to put you in front of our customers. You want to take dogs for a walk, that's something that you can do. You have experience working on websites or anything like that. Again, any volunteers who have those special skill sets that come in and do things that we may have to pay an outside contractor for, that allows us to redirect those funds towards other things. So that's really good. And we have a whole bunch of ways for people to help. Volunteering at our shelters is something we always need, and we always welcome more volunteers. But say you don't have time to come in a couple of days a week at the shelters. Well, if you're going to go out for an adventure during the day, a great way to help the shelter is to come in and take one of our dogs out for a field trip. You can come in, we'll give you this adorable bright yellow Adopt Me harness and leash, and you can take the dog out and you can go on a hike, or you can take him to your house and watch TV all day. What it really is, it's like a vacation for our dogs. You know, if you think of our dogs being in our shelters, everybody gets burned out sitting at their jobs all day, and everybody needs a vacation. And research shows that these dogs going out on these field trips reduces stress, it increases adoptability for them, and it improves behavior in our shelters. And so that's a big way to help. Another big way to help volunteers is fostering. Fostering is literally expanding our shelter walls to your home. And again, fostering doesn't have to be this massive commitment. There's so many ways to help our organization, and we are absolutely able to sit and work with people to get the help in the way we do. At the end of the day, we want our volunteers who come in to feel fulfilled and that they're making a difference in the animals' lives that are in our shelters and our island.
Well, here's how to help this organization out online. You can find them at hihs.org. There, people can make donations, learn about the volunteer opportunities, see their Amazon wish list of needed supplies. People can then purchase and have them sent directly to the Hawaii Island Humane Society and do all of that online at hihs.org. Their phone number to reach the administration in Hualualoa is 808-329-8002. And then we'll have the numbers for each of the shelters in our Helping Hand post, as well as their email addresses and the way to reach them after hours for each of the three Hawaii Island shelters they've got. You can find all of this contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just look for Helping Hand. A privilege today to have Patrick Thompson, administrative liaison with the Hawaii Island Humane Society, back on. Really do appreciate what you're doing. I'm sure a lot of people who love animals are grateful for it. And on behalf of all those creatures that you're trying to give a helping hand to or facing a situation I could not imagine being in, thanks for doing it, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you so much. And thank you for the community that supports us in helping these critters and getting them into loving homes. We can't do it without our community support. Thank you, Dave.